It's a great joy to be with you today and for us to imbibe these hymns and readings. The subject today is conformity with Christ. And unusually today, we'll just start off with the manual, with the daily prayer. It shall be the duty of every member of this church to pray each day, Thy kingdom come, let the reign of divine truth, life, and love be established in me, and rule out of me all sin, and may Thy word enrich the affections of all mankind and govern them. I shall read from the Bible, King James Version, Ephesians. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who, being past feeling, have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness and greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ, if so that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Matthew. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. And now I read some logia from the Gospel of Thomas, which I regard as the words of Jesus. Logia 23. Jesus said, I shall choose you, one out of 1,000, 2 out of 10,000, and they shall stand as a single one. Jesus said, the man aged in his days will not hesitate to ask a little child of 7 days about the place of life, and he shall live. For there are many first who shall be last, and they shall become a single one. That was Logia 4. Now Logia 11. Jesus said, this heaven shall pass away, and that which is above it shall pass away. And they that are dead are not alive, and they that live shall not die. In the days when you are eating that which is dead, you were making it alive. When you come in the light, what will you do? On the day when you were one, you became two. But when you have become two, what will you do? Logia 30. Jesus said, where there are three gods, they are gods. Where there are two or one, I am with him. Logia 49. Jesus said, blessed are the solitary and the elect, for you shall find the kingdom. For you came forth thence, and shall go there again. Logia 106. Jesus said, when you make the two one, ye shall become sons of man. And when you say, mountain, be moved, it shall be moved. I shall also read from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. For true happiness, man must harmonize with his principle, divine love. The Son must be in accord with the Father, in conformity with Christ. According to divine science, man is in a degree as perfect as the mind that forms him. The truth of being makes man harmonious and immortal. Who is ready to follow his teaching and example? All must sooner or later plant themselves in Christ, the true idea of God, that he might liberally pour inspiration of sacrifice, his dear-bought treasures, into empty or sin-filled human storehouses, was the inspiration of Jesus' intense human sacrifice. In witness of his divine commission, he presented the proof that life, truth, and love heal the sick and the sinning, and triumph over death through mind, not matter. This was the highest proof he could have offered of divine love. Ancient and modern miracles, that's the marginal heading of this paragraph. The divine love which made harmless the poisonous viper, which delivered men from the boiling oil, from the fiery furnace, from the jaws of the lion, can heal the sick in every age and triumph over sin and death. It crowned the demonstrations of Jesus with unsurpassed power and love. But the same mind which was also in Christ Jesus must always accompany the letter of science in order to confirm and repeat the ancient demonstrations of prophets and apostles. In divine science, man is the true image of God. The divine nature was best expressed in Christ Jesus, who threw upon mortals the true reflection of God and lifted their lives higher than their poor thought models would allow, thoughts which presented man as fallen, sick, sinning, and dying. The Christ-like understanding of scientific being and divine healing includes a perfect principle and idea, perfect God and perfect man, as the basis of thought and demonstration. Having one God, one mind, unfolds the power that heals the sick, and fulfills these sayings of Scripture, I am the Lord that healeth thee, and I have universal brotherhood found a ransom. When the divine precepts are understood, they unfold the foundation of fellowship, in which one mind is not at war with another, but all have one Spirit God, one intelligent source. In accordance with the scriptural command, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Man and his Maker are correlated in divine science, and real consciousness is cognizant only of the things of God. The realization that all in harmony is unreal brings objects and thoughts into human view in their true light and presents them as beautiful and immortal. Harmony in man is as real and immortal as in music. And from the manual, and we solemnly promise to watch and pray for that mind to be in us, which was also in Christ Jesus, to do unto others as we would have them do unto us, and to be merciful, just, and pure. And from miscellaneous writings, what a faith-lighted thought is this, that mortals can lay off the old man until man is found to be the image of the infinite good that we name God, and the fullness of the stature of man in Christ appears. As one grows into the manhood or womanhood of Christianity, one finds so much lacking and so very much requisite to become wholly Christ-like that one saith, the principle of Christianity is infinite. It is indeed God. And this infinite principle hath infinite claims on man. And these claims are divine, not human. And man's ability to meet them is from God. For being his likeness and image, man must reflect the full dominion of spirit, even its supremacy over sin, sickness, and death. Here then is the awakening from the dream of life in matter to the great fact that God is the only life, that therefore we must entertain a higher sense of both God and man. We must learn that God is infinitely more than a person or finite form can contain, that God is divine, whole, and all, an all-pervading intelligence and love, a divine, infinite principle, and that Christianity is a divine science. This newly awakened consciousness is wholly spiritual. It emanates from soul instead of body and is the new birth begun in Christian Science.
God is in this place. I can feel the mighty power and the grace. I can hear the brush of angel wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God is in this place. God is in this place.
Let's now have a few moments of silent prayer. And then we'll pray together audibly the Lord's Prayer that Jesus left us with in Matthew's Gospel. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.